Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Miles Garrett spoke on Hard Knocks. I want to hear Andrew Berry first on Hard Knocks. Says he didn't get the job done this year.
Obviously, he's a huge part of our organization. You know, we envision him going from Cleveland to Canton, you know, by the end of his career. We share in this frustration. I didn't get the job done, you know, this year, you know, quite plainly.
That's Andrew Berry on Hard Knocks yesterday on the in-season, the AFC North, talking about Miles Garrett and then saying that, yeah, I didn't do it this year. I wasn't able to do it. However, Miles Garrett had this to say on Hard Knocks last night.
No, everyone wants to know how we can get out of the rut that we're in and get back to winning games and making a run instead of making plans. I've talked to AB how we can make the most out of all the talent that is here. We're closer than some may think we are.
Are they closer than some think they are, or are they delusional? 216-474-0092.
So I've told you before, Ken, that as evidenced by what Washington just did this year, you're always a year away. Especially if you've got a pick where you might take a quarterback who ends up being good, you're always a year away from potentially making a run to the playoffs. That's a great thing about the NFL. But that's a different story than how close are you the way that Miles Garrett is talking. Now, maybe he's just talking about the playoffs. I don't know. But I'd like to think Miles Garrett's talking about more than the playoffs.
Anybody, anybody who makes the playoffs are going to talk themselves into making the Super Bowl. Except for Pittsburgh this year. But the other 13 teams are going to try to talk themselves into making the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Well, Miles Garrett is somebody that is so supremely talented that has had this insane career, and he's only played in, what, 3 playoff games?
Yes.
And he's only won one?
One more than T.J. Watt.
Which is just, it's crazy that both those guys have had so few opportunities, you know, to show off their talents on the big stage. And Miles Garrett seems like somebody who should be playing every year with the ability to send his team to a Super Bowl. Because we know that's how good he is. That if he was in one of these close games for any team in the NFL, he could send that team to the Super Bowl. He could win that team the Super Bowl. He could be a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
But if he's not getting to the playoffs, it's just kind of a career where we're going to go, man, what could have been? The guy's amazing. He should win again. He should win Defensive Player of the Year again, probably. He's been the standout best player, best defensive player probably
in
the NFL.
There.
Might not win it because of 3 wins, and there is the problem. So, well, you know, I think it could any team, like, it's interesting. The Miami Heat cannot sell Jimmy Butler on a playoff run. Jimmy Butler's not stupid. He's been on really good teams. He's been on teams that have been in the NBA Finals. He's been on teams that have been very close to getting to the NBA Finals, have just been a shot missed, in and out, not going. Myles Garrett's not been there. He's not been on a team that could make a legitimate Super Bowl run. So, you know, can you talk him into it? Well, he is making it sound like they have talked him into it. Can they talk us into it?
I think, but the, he's
they
been
have
there,
not talked us into it at all.
It makes me feel better because he's seen how the sausage is made for 8 years. There's plenty of fans, guys. I'm not trying to talk you into buying playoff tickets next year after a 3-14 team. I'm going off of what Miles said and maybe how it makes you feel maybe a little bit better. He's seen how it's done for 8 years. He's seen the right, the little bit of the right, and the whole lot of wrong for 8 years. If anybody has a reason to be cynical about the Cleveland Browns and their future, it's Myles Garrett. Because there's a lot of us who just go, hey, they're not winning. They're never going to win. Guys, you're wasting your time. If you hear it from Miles, can it make you feel any better? I think it can. Because I do think that they have involved him in, I don't know, he's not getting on the phone and doing three-way calls with general managers for crying out loud. But I think they are apprising him of what's going on. I think that he is understanding what's going on. I don't think it necessarily bodes well for Deshaun Watson's future with the Browns, but I think that that ship is somewhere off in the middle of Lake Erie and never probably coming back to port. I think that it does make you feel a little bit better about the direction they're going because I don't think he's given in. I think that a lot of fans have said, enough's enough. We give in. You guys got to fix this, and I'm not coming back until you do. He has not done that yet. He hasn't done that yet. Until he says, trade me, I'm going to take him at his word here. I think a lot of players can talk themselves into things that might be far-fetched. Players will talk themselves into thinking they could win every game. I understand that. But now we have the benefit of the offseason to fly away, to see it from 30,000 feet, to see it from a perspective of this has happened, now I have all this time before we start anew. Is this something I want to be a part of? That's why guys reevaluate whether or not they're going to come back to the NFL, like Joel Bitonio. He's going to take some time to decide whether or not this is his last year or he's going to come back for 2025. I think for Miles, there's plenty of time to pause, reflect, and say, this isn't headed in the right direction. And they may make decisions or be forced to make decisions at quarterback that makes him think that this is not headed in the right direction. But something tells me when he says that there's a possibility of this thing getting corrected as quickly as we possibly can. And let me tell you why.
Real quick, you don't think this was just a move, like his words from a few weeks ago?
Does he have any reason to do lip service?
Well, no, I'm wondering, there's no chance. You feel like he's a big enough competitor that he didn't just do this to get them to make him the highest paid defensive player in the game and one of the highest paid players in the league. Like, hey, I might leave. Boom. Next thing you know, they're working on a new contract.
I think he's always going to try to get more money in a new contract. Wouldn't you? It might make it harder to trade him, but you're still going to want more money in a bigger contract. I mean, he's having sensational years.
Well, it's just the timing of it. The timing was Myles Garrett finally says it was second last week of the year, right? And he's like, oh, the Browns know that, you know, the pressure's on. They've got to start winning. You know, I need to be apprised of that. And then, boom, contract extension right around the corner, it looks like.
Yeah. I think you can have a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. I want to be here long term. I want a new contract. I'm the defensive player of the year. I will be in the running for defensive player of the year in 2024 on a 3-14 team and also on a playoff team. So clearly I'm a very important piece to this organization. I'm a cornerstone to this organization. Let's be serious. Myles Garrett running out the tunnel is half the reason anybody still likes him at this moment. Wrong? Right? I think I'm right about that. And then I think, okay, where is it realistic? These are opinions of people who are opinion guys. Yesterday, I'm driving in. I get off the phone with you. Nick and Jonathan go to break. I click into 93.7 over in Pittsburgh, which we will have Pony and Mueller on at different times during around the AFC North. We're going to do it with a twist. And they are fit to be tied. Tomlin had just had his press conference, and they start talking about all the problems with Pittsburgh. And not just about Tomlin, whether or not they're an actual good football team. They started like doing like a pick of like an all AFC North team. I'm not lying to you, Tone. They're half Browns. You have the Ravens in there. They could go to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, it was half Browns. Pat Freiermuth. Njoku's better than Freiermuth. Well, what about the offensive line? Well, Dan Moore can't do anything. The Browns at the tackle position, not that great. Well, wait a minute. What about Jack Conn? You should have heard the audio. And I'm driving in going, how the hell were we 3-14? Oh, that's right. That's why we were 3-14 this last year. Because ain't no one picking him at the most important position. But it was half Browns on all those positions. It's a disappointing year. But it might not be a hopeless future. And I think that that's something that maybe Miles understands. Or the thing's just going to go straight to hell. I won't know for the next 99 days or be able to paint it for the next 99 days because I think that's when the draft is in 99 days. Okay, well, during that time, we're going to find out more about whether or not this thing's going to move in any sort of direction because they're going to have to get a vet and they're going to have to get a rookie. And if they do that, then maybe I think it's going to bring some of the fans along with them. 216-474-0092. Is Miles a delusional athlete? Delusional is a strong word, but athletes talk themselves into these delusions. Is he a delusional athlete, or is he a guy who, yeah, he makes you feel a little bit better about where the future of the franchise is headed?
Do you think there's some fans listening to Miles Garrett, they're like, I gotta renew my season tickets?
No.
So they're not really buying it then? If they're not willing to do that, I mean, because we've had so many
there's a difference between believing a guy and spending money.
Well, right, but that's true belief, right? If you truly believed in something, you'd spend money.
I'm going to ask them to spend thousands of dollars over 8 seconds of audio.
And that's what the Browns are always doing. They're always asking their fans to spend thousands of dollars
based on belief. When their people get on the phone, they don't just play Miles Garrett's clip from Hard Knocks and hang up.
I do think they got to do a little bit of a sales job with this team, and that's kind of the bigger point.
I'm going to call the judge and go, call your season ticket members and play it into the microphone and hang up.
Well, to put it this way. Last year, the Browns, I think, were, even after a playoff appearance the year before, I think they were middle of the pack to win the Super Bowl. What are they going to be this year?
They'll probably be a little lower.
Little?
Yeah.
It might be a lot lower.
I'm not saying Super Bowl. That word's not the only thing that's going to come out of my mouth. It's never going to be the Browns can win it. Not as of right now.
So do you think Miles thinks they can win it?
Yes. And that.
So why are you not buying
but
Miles?
But I think
then?
I buy that they can get back to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I buy that they can get back there. And I got to start at the playoffs. That's why we have these fights about the Steelers, Anthony. Like, I got to start somewhere, and I'd like to start from the playoffs, not from the terrible bottom where everybody's cussing them out. I have to dump half the calls that people make. 216-474-0092. Tony in Mansfield. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, Tony.
Coming from Miles, it really doesn't make me feel any better.
Damn it.
Got a lot of respect for him, but, I mean, it'd be different if we had a franchise quarterback that we were maybe a season away and was saying those things. But, obviously, where we're at in the draft and whatever our plans are this year, I just think there's too much that we have to do. And with what we have in the cap, I just don't see it being that possible now, especially with the timeline that our coaching staff and our GM are under. I think they're going to do the bridge. But the problem with the bridge is I just don't think a quarterback like Kirk Cousins is going to be a reclamation project like a Sam Darnold or like a Jared Goff. I mean, you know, even look at Sam Darnold and what he did in the playoffs. I mean, he's still going to get, 35-40 mil a year and under contract.
I think Darnold honestly is in somewhere in the neighborhood of the price goes up because the cap goes up, but somewhere in the neighborhood of Baker.
Yeah, exactly, where Baker would be, and then they could even tag him, whatever that is. But I just don't see a Kirk Cousins, which is that's what we're all talking about. And I heard yesterday, you know, they were on the afternoon show talking about what's his name? I lost it. Kyler Murray. And I'm like, what in the world are we even talking about here? As far as the Browns, I see him as, okay, let's say we do a bridge and something works out and our quarterback is suitable to get us to 8 or 9 wins. Is that enough to keep the coaching staff there, or are we running this thing?
Well, let me ask you, is the playoffs good enough for you, or you just want to dump this all out and move on?
That's a step, right? But is the playoffs good enough for Miles Garrett? I mean, and that's what we're kind of talking about, is like, You have a cornerstone player like Miles Garrett. Is he just talking about playoffs? Now, like, as a Browns fan, yeah, the playoffs are a step, but when we're talking about long term, that's good enough for a fan to see where we're at now. But if we're talking about Miles Garrett saying this, I don't think that's good enough for Miles Garrett I just see too much. I mean, if you look at our, if you're talking
Tony, I gotta let you go. I gotta let you go because you gave me the answer, and I thank you very much for it. I think he sees it as a point of get me to the playoffs, and then we got to roll the dice and see what happens there. I do think he's talking himself into it a little bit, but I think that does. If I got a guy who can be blunt, tells me that, it does make me feel a little bit better about the future. 216-474-0092. Is Miles delusional, or does it make you feel any better? 216-474-0092. A lot of reaction coming into Miles' comments. Also, send your reactions in. The coming in hotline, 92.3 The Fan, on the free Odyssey app. There's a Listen Live button. You can listen live. We hope you do on the free Odyssey app. I got a person in St. Louis, Missouri I'm about to take here. They're listening on the app. Yeah, and listen live. And then you can hit that microphone. It's the coming in hotline. 30 seconds, bing, bang, boom. Go ahead and do it. Who do you want to be the Cavs enforcer come playoff time? Put that in there as well. A lot of people saying George Niang, mostly because we have to dump him half the times he comes on the show because, you know, he drops a lot of F-bombs. He's a free cusser, Anthony, George Niang. 216-474-0092. I got some audio that people need to hear of a former general manager coming up in just moments that might change your thoughts on a quarterback in this draft. Also, the Cavs need to change history coming up at 8:20. 216-474-0092. Carl in St. Louis, Missouri. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, Carl.
It's Carl with an F. But anyway, Miles Garrett.
It's what? Wait. I'm sorry.
Sir Charles?
What? Charles?
What? Scarl?
What's your name? Did I lose him?
Can you hear me?
I got you. What's your name? Oh, get him back, Mitch. Get him back. What is the usually? Mitch hears him wrong, and then we just move on. I'm sorry, Nate in Cleveland. Hello, go ahead. That was nicely produced. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
Not as good as Charles or Farrells or whoever it is over in St. Louis, Missouri. But go ahead.
Oh man. Well, I'm up here at the local Ford Union. Just got done plowing it, laying down some salt, and I'm listening to what you guys are saying about Miles Garrett.
Are we laying down BS about Miles Garrett while you're laying down salt?
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, I tell you what, does it make me feel better about the things that he's saying about how we're not that far off? Well, hell yeah, it does, because if he wasn't saying that, then guess what? He'd be asking for a trade to another team.
Don't you think he would after 8 years if he didn't think there was anything there, he'd ask for a trade? Because, you know, Lima asked me this question, Nate, before like the last segment, the end of the last segment. You had said what, Anthony? What did you say? You said, is this just a tactic to get
because we're already hearing about he's going to get a massive, massive new contract, and this is going to really be a headliner contract for the defensive players in the league.
Couldn't he be traded and still get a contract somewhere else? Is that not a possibility? Like, couldn't he go? I mean,
sure,
guy
but
like
you always
that,
want it soon. You want the money sooner than later.
Obviously, but I mean,
if I were Miles, I would ask for a guaranteed contract. How could the Browns say no? What would the Browns do if Miles Garrett and his agent said,
you're giving a lot of
ideas. In fact, not only I want to be the highest paid defensive player, I want to be one of the highest offensive players. What would the Browns say? No? Okay, trade me. What leg do the Browns have to stand on? Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, man. You know, if I was Miles Garrett, I'd do the same thing. You know?
Damn it. Stop giving him ideas.
Pay the money. Hey, I'm defensive player of the year, multiple running times. This year, I'm a candidate on a 3-14 team, just exactly like you said. And it's like, hey, if you're not going to go out and get this guy, then what do we have to look forward to? But if you got this guy out here and he's talking to the media and he's saying that we're not that far off, and you know that they have good talks going on in the office, and we at least have some sort of a glimmer of hope, and that's all we need.
So, Nate, don't you want that good talk from the Browns organization? Because I don't think we've gotten it.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot that we're going to want to get, but we're just not going to get, and that's the harsh reality.
Hold on. Nate, you don't want to hear that crap. You do not want to hear them come out there and give you the good talk. You just want them to show you the results. If they, right. What are they going to say that's going to make anybody happy? If they come out there and say all that stuff, and Nate, thank you very much for the call. If they come out there and say all that stuff that you just put out there, Anthony, they're going to get killed in the media. They're going to get killed by the fans on the calls. I mean, they're going to, no. They can't come out there and say that. They know that they got to speak softly and and make some moves and try to carry a big stick.
That's what I mean. It seems like a tough sell, but if you really buy
damn
that Miles
guaranteed contract,
that really Miles Garrett has, well, especially now that we hear there's cap relief and financial relief because of insurance that could be purchased, I'd be like, yeah, go purchase that insurance. Pay me.
Oh, who's to say they haven't got insurance already on Miles Garrett?
Okay, so then even more so, give me a guaranteed contract. You guys are the team that decided you thought it was going to give guaranteed contracts. Don't you think it'd be a good idea to give the guaranteed contract to the guy who is a guaranteed great player on this team right now?
I got nothing.
Taking a piece of that contract, Miles?
Is that why they're playing in England this year? The Lloyd's of London connection?
Why not?
Stop giving up ideas.
I am a little.
We ain't giving out any more guaranteed contracts in this league.
If anybody in the league, how many guys in the league right now,
like front load the contract, just take out some insurance.
How many guys in the league right now could ask for a guaranteed contract and not get the phone hung up on them or
Miles,
get scoffed at?
Miles,
it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
it's you know Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the entire organization there in Cincinnati.
Joe Burrow already
got them to sell the naming rights to the stadium.
Miles might be the only non-quarterback who can do that because of the situation the Browns are in. Damn you. Well, still, if he didn't like it here, he could say
I think he couldn't ask
for a guaranteed contract anywhere else.
I agree. He obviously likes it here. Is it because he likes the way the Browns conduct business, how he feels within?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
In that building, his camaraderie with his teammates, the city, his stake in the Cavs. I mean,
I think it's all those things mixed up.
Yeah. I do think that's important, and I don't want to minimalize any of that. That stuff is all awesome. It also gets used against you when you're asking for a guaranteed contract. If you can't get those things elsewhere.
Well, you want to do champion's pose or?
No. No,
I got nothing to fight you on it. I don't even want to fight you on it. Just I never thought about it in that way. So we move on. Around the AFC North coming up at 8 o'clock. What percentage of the fans do you think want to take a quarterback at the top, at the number two spot? What percentage of the fans listening right now want to take a QB?
At first, I thought it was like...
Got more caps for everybody at 820, but go ahead.
At first, I thought it was like 5%. It does seem once it got trotted out for you, all the different possibilities,
5%.
And Kyler Murray gets brought up yesterday, and Sam Darnold after the collapse at the end of the season, the final two games, when I bring up Derek Carr, that gets laughed out of the room. With these options continue to emerge. Kirk Cousins had a career worst year. Looks like he's immobile and never really healed up, and he's getting older.
Do people think that they
I think people are starting to think more about that.
Do people think they have to start the quarterback that they get at number two in week one? Like, I've never advocated for that.
No, not necessarily.
I do not think that that's... Like, some people have said that. I go, no, I totally disagree. Well, do you think that we can raise that up a little bit? Because... I think that some people, if you don't like Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, then you just don't like him. And this isn't a thing to get you to like those guys. But, you know, Ryan Wilson, who we had on yesterday, I always listen to the shows these guys host afterwards just to see if they mention us, just to see if they say anything about us afterwards. And Ryan didn't, even though, God, he got a lot of conversation started both with us for the rest of the day and the afternoon drive where they were talking about Kyler Murray. Which it wasn't much of a conversation to me, but boy, there were some people worked up about Kyler Murray, which, by the way, Kyler Murray and Myles Garrett are good buddies. That's another big matzo ball hanging out there. But he hosts the show with Rick Spielman, who's a former NFL general manager and one of the people who are conducting the search for the New York Jets. This is not a sell on either one of these quarterbacks at the top of the draft by Rick Spielman. In fact, he does not like Cam Ward. And he has said it many times. He despises that Cam Ward sat out the second half of that bowl game. And I'm thinking, hey, just let me hear Cam Ward out first. And it's like Rick Spielman's going to ask him. Because I don't know what type of role he's getting with the Jets here, but there's going to be some sort of a role here that Rick Spielman has. So this is a guy who has a foot in with an NFL organization. Local guy, Rick Spielman, from Northeast Ohio. I want you guys to hear not about these quarterbacks in this draft. I want you to hear about a quarterback in next year's draft. Hit it.
I would say that wait for the pitcher because Carson Beck had a lot of good things. He had the crappy game against Texas, but then he rallied and started playing really well towards the end of the season. Then he tore his elbow up, in a SEC championship game. So I think the best thing that he did was go back. He's going to be down at the University of Miami. They seem to have a little fund for quarterbacks down there. Cam Ward last year, now Carson Beck this year. Cam Ward really helped his stock. I think Carson Beck's going to do the same thing, and I will bet you now that he will be on top of our board next year at this time.
That's a free Odyssey app podcast. I don't have any faith in Carson Beck. I think 2/3 of this room is really against Carson Beck. I don't know what Mitch is thinking in there, but I'm only going by 2/3 of this room. Mitch, you're okay. 3/4 of this show are down on Carson Beck. It's not about Carson Beck. I think it's about Arch Manning. I think that there's a lot of people in the NFL who are not sold that he's just going to come out in the 2026 draft and he's going to solve everybody's problems. The Manning family have enough money. They have enough wherewithal to get him the proper coaching that he already has had throughout his entire life to hone those skills. And I think they are in absolutely no hurry. I mean, Carson Beck, you hear some of the money that he's been offered here and some of the money being thrown around where Quinn Ewers, if he goes back to college, could get somewhere around $4 to $6 million. Quinn Ewers could do that. I'm thinking, what could Arch Manning get? Say Texas goes and runs the table next year. Is he going to get $10 million to go back to the University of Texas for the 2026 season? He is in no hurry. So I think a lot of people have gotten in their heads going, hey, this team, this organization is a wash. They're going to waste our time in 2025. Fine, waste our time. They're going to get themselves canned in 2025. We'll have a new general manager. We'll have a new head coach. This team is terrible. We're going to get ourselves Arch Manning. I don't believe you have the time for that. And I believe that that's what Rick Spielman is telling you. So, I can't tell you that one of these guys at the top of this draft are going to take over and we are going to just be counting our championships for the rest of our lives. But I'm telling you that if Carson Beck is at the top of next year's draft, fine, count me in for this quote-unquote circus of Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, please.
Well, I've heard the way people talk about next year's draft, they're like, next year is the big quarterback draft with a bunch of names. And I think what happened was
you got 216-474-0092. What do you think of Drew Aller?
This is the
what
point,
do you think
right?
of Garrett Nussmeier?
This is the point. I think obviously right now you've seen the flaws in almost all their games. Or really Arch Manning, you haven't seen the flaws because he's only started two games.
Exactly.
So I don't think any team is thinking tanking right now in the NFL for next year's group, assuming that there's a Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck. At least in name
yes.
only,
yes.
In stock, yes. right?
But I think that the fans are thinking about
but
Arch Manning.
Fans are doing it. Yes, fans are doing it. I think some GMs have got to be telling their owners, like, hey, there's no guarantee. Like, Trevor Lawrence wasn't a guarantee, as it turns
Justin
out.
Justin Herbert.
Looking back.
I mean, look at Justin yeah. Herbert. There's going to be flaws in that
yes,
game.
Yes.
They've had to not resurrect his career, but God, he threw four interceptions the other day.
And what if, you know, it's so funny about this, too. What if Shedeur Sanders went back? What if he went back to college and had another year at Colorado, and then they had even a better year? Like, then Shedeur Sanders would be at the top of that group.
Yeah.
So you just get him this year.
So I, what I'm saying, like, this is not a full-throated endorsement for the two top quarterbacks, but what I'm pointing out is that there's not going to be anything perfect, and if you're waiting for the perfect draft, that's all we're going to be doing is waiting. Because I'm telling you right now, Owen does not like Carson Beck. I do not like Carson Beck. Mitch doesn't like Lima. Are you open to it? To Carson Beck? Because I'll tell you right now, when a guy already comes out and says, I don't really like watching film, we're done here.
Obviously, now remember, Cam Ward ascended. Shedeur Sanders ascended. So maybe...
I guarantee you Shedeur Sanders is watching film.
Maybe, you know, he can change some of his habits. Maybe he can change. Just remember, his receivers dropped everything this year. They had the most drops I've ever seen in college football history. So, like, they're you know, Carson Beck could have been in a very different situation and in the playoff and performing, and now none of that is possible.
Fair.
And you have a bad taste in your mouth with him. He has a chance to improve on that. We have talked all week about Baker Mayfield and his ascension, you know, from one year to the next. Became a totally different player, and then he was number one overall pick. So, you know, let's revisit this a year from now. We could be told, we probably will be totally saying different things.
Hey, if Shedeur Sanders' dad says that he ain't playing in Cleveland, fine. We can recalibrate. We can readjust. I'm just pointing out that's a cautionary tale for the future if we're talking Carson.
I'm with you right now that the draft class for next year doesn't look anywhere near as appetizing as I think people were saying 3 months ago it would look for next year.
Because I can find you a lot of flaws, and maybe Drew Aller will change a lot of things over the next year. God, I hope so. But of course, according to everybody last week, not a chance. Okay, how do you feel about that? Garrett Nussmeier, who I said would maybe be a dark horse to be the number one overall quarterback taken, he's going back. A lot of people not excited about him. They had a down year at LSU. Like, these things are not going to be perfect. And the one guy that everybody's excited about, you've only seen him in a handful of plays. And they started a game because of the injury. Started a couple games because of the injuries. So really, you've only seen barely a snippet of maybe what he can do or what's to come. I'm not sure. And there's still no guarantee, because of the family he comes from, because of how choosy they've been, that he's going to come out in 2026. And if I don't know if he's going to come out in 2026, what's the point of losing all these freaking football games for a guy if I can't guarantee he's going to be there? And do you think the Manning family wants to be around a bunch of losers? Go ask Archie what he thought about his time in New Orleans. He tells everybody he sees.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
But Kenny, you can just take this one right away, because I walked in and apparently you were heated over something, but you refused to tell me what it was about.
I wasn't heated. I was blown away by something last night. So I slipped upstairs after the game, went to go to bed. And when I went to go to bed, Liz had Oppenheimer playing really loud. And I walked in. I said, what's this? She goes, oh, it's Oppenheimer. I've never seen Oppenheimer. I've never seen the movie. She says, I'm watching Oppenheimer. And all I said was, oh, J. Robert, like, just being my typical whatever, you know. And she goes, don't give it away. And I laughed. I laughed. I go, well, I think we all know what happens at the end. She goes, don't tell me. And I go, do you not know what happens? Now, I don't know if that happens at the end of the movie. I go, do you know what he created or had a hand in creating? And I said, well, I couldn't help myself. And she's telling me to shut up. And I'm going, they dropped a bomb on Japan. And then a couple of days later, they dropped another one. And she goes, I told, like, she's cussing at me. Like, she doesn't want to know. And I go, you never were taught that in school? And I found myself doing that. Owen's looking at me. He can't believe it. And I said, you never were taught that in school, that it was that they dropped a bomb on Japan? I go, Nagasaki, Hiroshima. She goes, we never were taught that that was in Japan. I go, what? What?
Yes, she was.
I swear to God. I swear to God. That's not. I'm not.
She just made
that,
not
sounds,
have, not
that sounds
been,
like a radio bit.
Might
I swear
not have been
to God.
Absorbed. Like, but they taught it. Every school.
Anthony. Nola, I've known the woman
the
16
Victor's
years.
The Victor's right history, and they didn't right. go, we're going to leave this part out.
I've known the
and
woman.
And just talk about Pearl Harbor, for instance, that you don't know how everything.
Anthony, I've known the woman 16 years, all right? I'm telling you right now, she went to what is supposed to be a good school district. Her and her friends, no less than a dozen times. Historical data, presidencies, things like that. I go, you didn't know that. You don't know this. You weren't, hey guys, I don't know much about math, so maybe there's a selective part to it. They weren't taught it. How could her and all her friends not know? They don't know these things.
I do think
I don't even
want to
say the school district. I don't want to cost them.
I think there's a difference between men and women and what our interests are with historical facts. Especially, I know you, I know me, wartime things, like, very interesting. Anthony, you, of course, have the poli-sci background, so all of that is very
I'm not as big into history. Like, Kenny's into presidential history. I am not.
Mine is my military background. Yeah, if I didn't have that, I probably would not be as well-versed in some of this stuff.
Yeah, we all have our thing. Yeah, I'm more into politics. Right. I like studying politics and political structure and ideology. But you love history. You've always
loved history. I'm a big fan. Certain like ancient things like that, not really. But like, you know, contemporary modern history, things like that. And I'm going, how do you not know? Like World War II, things like that. I started learning that. I know for a fact we read Number of the Stars in fifth grade.
Yeah. I mean,
like you learn about World War II and atrocities and the Civil War and all the. I started learning about that like in first grade. First grade, Perry Local Schools, brother.
Yeah, I felt like we did a lot of Civil War. Civil War was huge with us.
So the question I have to ask you two, do I just let this... She was mad. She was pissed at me.
Well, does she think you're being...
She said that was rude.
You're
that
being
was really
condescending.
Rude. I think that's
because
how she takes it.
In life, I mean, we got to be honest. We always make fun of people that don't know stuff, but it's just they know stuff we don't know. We know stuff they don't know. It's just what you've absorbed over the years. There's only so much knowledge every individual.
Well, and what has been your, what has interested you enough that you're like, I'm going to pay attention to that. I want to know more about that.
Yeah, now sports is occupying more and more because of what we do for a living.
Yeah.
But, and I think a lot of our listeners.
But I can't tell you how many times sports takes me down
space.
A rabbit hole. Like when I did play-by-play, I told you, like, okay,
well,
let me learn
got
about
me
New Britain.
Fat man and little boy.
It's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
But I would look up the stats in New Britain, Connecticut, and go, oh, they invented the wire hanger here. And like all and for that was how many years ago, how many
that
beers ago, and that stuck in my head.
I don't know how many times we, East 105th and Euclid, here in Cleveland, that's where the first traffic light was. And we will drive past that, and I'll go, and that's where the first traffic light was. And my wife will go, why do you know that?
Well, yeah, why did that stick with
it's
you?
It's been 16 years. I told you, her and her friends, I look at them like they're idiots. I'm going, you guys weren't taught this? I mean, they've gone on to good schools, much better schools than I graduated from. And they have higher degrees than I've ever had. I mean, there's master's degrees in there. And I go, you never, how?
Now, it's interesting. I bet.
Do I not correct them in the future?
Now, I bet she knows a lot more about theology than you do.
Yes, she does.
So she would be appalled that you don't know something
Leviticus.
Obvious. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's one way to settle this.
What?
Billy Madison-style battle of the sexes.
Business ethics.
Yes.
Is what you want me to... Should I just never correct her? Because if it's said in front of the children, the children need to know.
But there are
the
certain
boys
things...
Need to know.
Like there is... There increasingly in this country, we can't believe that people don't know certain civics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certain things like we all know the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Because you had to. You had to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. If you didn't know that, you'd be like, what the hell? What's going on? Where did you... But we all, over the course of, you know, how many, depending on how long you went to school, whether you were done after high school, whether you got your associates, whether you moved on and continued education through a trade or through grad school for something, everybody that we're talking to right now has a different level of just that kind of knowledge. I will say, Oppenheimer, that is something that I would think that the big gist. Time overwhelming majority of our listeners would certainly know about. Now, young, what about young people? What about under the age of 30?
I would hope so. I don't care. Whether you're pushing a broom or whether you're going up to the top of the Key Bank building, you should know. You don't need to know that they started under the stands at the University of Chicago at a football stadium, for crying out loud, but you should know about Lil Boy and Fat Man and all the other stuff. You should know about those things. You should know about Abraham Lincoln. You should know about George Washington crossing the Delaware. You should know about the. You should know about John Kennedy and the CIA and the mob. Okay, I'm going a little bit too far, but you should at least know about that. You shouldn't. I mean, come on. People are begging me to say the school district. I can't. I'm not going to do it. Maybe they are teaching now. It's been 20 years since they were all in school. And my buddy Brett and I, my best buddy Brett, like we look at him like, how did you guys not learn this? You guys were not taught this in school?
So if you were born, let's say right now, you would be learning this stuff if you were like, say, 15 years old, mm-hmm. right? You mean high school, which means you were born in
2009.
2009, yeah. 15 okay. year old. So yeah. you know, that's also 70 years Well, before them. So are they more likely to know, you know, the Gulf War? Are they more likely to know that stuff because it's much, much closer to them?
I mean, I just saw this a couple weeks ago. Mm. We are the year you were born. They are that far. We're that far removed from how far we were from World War
II. Which is crazy. Crazy. That's kind of what I'm getting
at. We were 40 years removed from World War II when Anthony was born.
Yeah.
From the start of it.
So what's 40 years removed?
40 years removed from when Anthony was born.
So for your kids, 40 years removed.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot different.
September 11th is what we thought of the Civil War.
Yeah.
Brother, you just blew my doors off.
I lived it, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
And that might as well be the American Revolution.
You're right, man. In all seriousness, like my son, like that's World War I to me, for my son.
But here's the crazy thing. Here's the crazy thing, and this is not to go down the rabbit hole of education because we have big disagreements in this country, in this state.
216.
In this state. A couple days before we're doing this.
But think about the amount of private schools, charter schools, the amount of different types of schools now in the state of Ohio, and this is happening more and more all over the country. I think you're going to have a lot of people coming out of school with very different, depending on who's doing the teaching, very different ideas of history, of anything. Anything based on...
Who's going to be in charge of the Department of Education? Come on, I know you want to give an answer. Give your surly ass answer.
I was watching hearings yesterday.
I just need to know who to write.
I'll just tell you that.
I just need to
remember our kids.
I just need to know who to write. I want a checklist of what these kids need to know about our American history by the time they graduate high school.
By the way, when Hegseth yesterday was asked how many push-ups he could do, it was a great answer. He said, every morning, three sets of 47. He said 47. And I was like, is that because he couldn't get to 69? Because Hegseth looks like a guy who would do three sets of 69.
That's a great answer.
It was a great answer. That was great theater yesterday.
If you weren't into that, you
should love that. You should want our guys to be grilled by both sides of the aisle. True. That was amazing theater yesterday. It was one side of the aisle that grilled them, but it was awesome. It was awesome viewing yesterday.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.